Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Julie Gregian joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing great, and you're doing great because of something that is happening with your niece that is super cool.
It is really cool.
So what is this? It's part of a She is PepsiCo campaign. What is this about?
Well, she works for Frito-Lay. She's probably been there 14 years, and she was nominated to be featured as one of the leading women in the She is PepsiCo campaign for PepsiCo Foods North America. It recognizes and celebrates the most talented, dedicated, and collaborative frontline female associates who help to make and move and sell their products every day. So she is one of seven women who are going to be featured throughout the United States.
So this is seven women in the United States, Carson. Like, there's only seven of them. This is a huge honor. And I'm looking at the pictures that you sent us. Like, we're not just saying her face is on the truck. Her face is half the truck.
Yeah. You put my mug on an 18-wheeler like that, you couldn't tell me nothing.
What was it like when she got to see it?
It was cool. So they had a party last week, and they had all of her family and friends come out to the DC distribution center in West Boylston. And they did a nice speech about her. And they said how wonderful she is, and you know, they love working with her. She's a hard worker, and it was just a nice honor. And then they unveiled the truck, and it was really cool.
That's such a cool moment. Do you know, like, how many trucks her face is going to be on?
I think just the one. I'm not sure, but it's going to be throughout New England, from New Hampshire to Boston to Rhode Island to Connecticut up to Maine. So you just kind of have to watch for it. But I think they each just get one truck.
Yeah, and just to back up if you missed it, her face is on the side of an 18-wheeler that delivers the products all across New England. And like
yes.
Kennedy said, it there's this huge sign that says, "She is PepsiCo."
You're damn right, she is.
Oh, that's
so good.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. They're very proud of her.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's so good.
What an honor.
Yeah.
And we love sharing this with you, so thank you for sharing it with us.
Well, thank you very much. And actually, I forgot to say her name. Her name
I was
is
just
Jennifer.
About to ask you that. I don't think we ever got her name.
Duh!
Kind of the most important part there. It's Jennifer Nederosik Castingway.
All right. Well, congratulations to Jennifer, and make sure...
What an honor.
...that we told her that she is now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woohoo! Thank you very much.
I'm going to start looking for that truck.
Yep.
Me too.
All right. Thanks,
Have
Julie.
Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Thanks.
And if you have something like that going on in your life, somebody in your family is being recognized and you want to give them some love on the radio, you want to share it inside the Good Vibe Tribe, we'd love to hear about it. Or maybe it's an organization that you're involved with that you want to tell us about. you know, they have an event that is happening, whatever it is. We love these kind of stories inside the Good Vibe Tribe. You can call or text the show at 617-655-1234 to set that up again, 617-655-1234. And if you can't do it right now, we can, you know, we can record it at a later time, whatever works out for you. We get it. You have a life and you might be busy right now, but we can schedule it later. Again, just drop us a text here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Kennedy, you have some Good Vibe Tribe audio for us?
Yeah, this is from a guy called Nick Walker, and he does a thing called Ruin a Song with Band. Joe.
How are you going to do that to CNC Music Factory?
I love it. I absolutely love it. Makes me want to just stroll down the sidewalk on a sunny day.
That is not fun to me.
I love it.
I just... It's a special place in my heart for that song.
Same.
That's a no for me, dog.
That's all right.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Christine from Beverly.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Christine?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So you understand how this works. There are five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, and you score yourself $100. She's now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes.
When Larry David got the chance to meet Paul McCartney earlier this year, he asked him if he'd ever been punched in the face. Paul told him that someone headbutted him when he was 13 or 14. Larry is the creative mind behind Seinfeld and also starred in which HBO show for 12 seasons?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to guess The Sopranos.
Larry David and The Sopranos would have been an interesting show.
Luther by Kendrick Lamar and SZA now has been 11 weeks at the top of the Hot 100. Kendrick Lamar and SZA are coming here on tour in less than a week. Where will they be playing their concert?
I think the MGM.
Billie Eilish gave covered 90s rock song Creep during her concert in Amsterdam over the weekend. Take a listen to a snippet of the song and then name the band who sings it originally.
But I'm a creep. I'm a loser.
Nope. That's not it.
What the hell?
It's been a while since I've heard it. Oh, that's right. He says, I'm a winner, not I'm a loser. Mm-mm. Right? What does he say?
He says, I'm a weirdo.
Oh, weirdo? Mm.
I'm glad we gave Christine a chance to hear the song.
Name the band that sings the song.
Oh, my gosh. I think Pearl Jam? Oh, God, I don't know. Pearl Jam.
Question number four. Haverhill Zone. Tom Bergeron, 70 today. He was the host of which show for 443 episodes starting in 2006 and then was actually fired in 2019.
Dancing with the Stars.
And question number five, Harrison Ford is open to continuing in the Yellowstone universe after the end of his spinoff series. Which show was he on?
Oh my gosh, I don't know the year of it. I don't know, like 18 something. I don't know.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Dan, were you taking out a little Nick's anger on our listeners this morning with these questions?
Are they super hard?
I think so. Yeah.
They were today.
I thought so. Yeah. I only knew one and I had the answers in front of me.
Kennedy's gonna get 4 out of 5.
Probably.
I'll be the judge.
Yeah. I think he's just holding a little anger towards the Knicks.
That's okay.
Here we go, Kennedy. I have Christine getting 1 out of 5 correct.
Suit. Oh, I am tired. I forgot the suit.
See, we're a mess, Dan.
Where are you at this morning?
I didn't get enough sleep.
All right, take a lap.
All right.
Did she say take a nap?
Lap.
Oh. All right, Kennedy, these are tough. Are we ready?
Yeah.
When Larry David got the chance to meet Paul McCartney earlier this year, he asked him if he'd ever been punched in the face. Paul told him that someone headbutted him when he was like 13 or 14. Larry, the creative mind behind Seinfeld and also starred in which HBO show for 12 seasons?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
1-0. Yes, not The Sopranos. Question number 2.
Would have been a very different show.
That's exactly what I said.
Oh, is it? We too sure of rain, Dan.
Luther by Kendrick Lamar and SZA now has 11 weeks at the top of the Hot 100. They are coming here on tour in less than a week. Which venue are they playing in?
The Garden? Oh, it's Gillette, isn't it?
Gillette Stadium, 1-0. Billie Eilish covered the 90s rock song Creep during her concert in Amsterdam over the weekend. Take a listen to a snippet of the song and then name the band.
Radio.
But I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here?
Name the band.
Radiohead.
Radiohead is correct. 2-0. Haverhill's own Tom Bergeron, 70 today, was the host of which show for 443 episodes starting in 2006 and then being fired in 2019?
Dancing with the Stars.
3-1. Question number 5. Harrison Ford is open to continuing in the Yellowstone universe after the end of his spinoff series. Which show was he on?
1923.
1923 is it.
4 out of 5.
Look at that.
That's wild. She's absolutely wild that you know what I'm going to get right.
I've been doing this a real long time.
Pretty good, Kennedy. Pretty good.
That is wild.
From the 860, Kennedy, I got the 76 trombones joke. Bravo.
Well, there will also be a 110 coronets right behind. Well played, friends. Well played.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Kennedy gets the win, Christine, but you're not leaving empty-handed. You just won yourself a $100 play card to In the Game Peabody, your go-to for hot games, fun food, and cool parties. Check out party packages and more at inthegamepeabody.com.
Thank you so much.
I like their large video games, Kennedy.
Yeah.
You can play like...
Oh, like Ms. Pac-Man on a gigantic thing.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yes, on like a 10-foot screen.
I like that. When you can do Pac-Man Battle Royale at those places where you can eat the other players.
Oh, I've never played that one.
Yeah, that's fun.
All right, Christine, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Christine from Beverly in traffic on Route 1, and I cannot miss Kennedy.
She lost twice.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I think this is quickly becoming Kennedy's favorite segment on this show.
I enjoy it.
I had completely forgotten about it. And yesterday after the show, I was like, what are we doing tomorrow? And Kennedy's like, Hot Take Tuesday.
Well, I mean, this is only like week 3, but on week 2, you were like, oh, are we doing this every week? And I'm like, yeah, duh.
Yeah, I'm with you.
How else
is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Is Samsung better than Apple?
You're crazy.
Does anyone really like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday, where bad opinions come to die. One of us gives a hot take.
Boom. Hot take.
The rest of us burn it down.
And friends, you're going to need some aloe.
Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go.
617-655-1234. We have hot takes. You have hot takes. Let's share them this morning. Producer Dan, you're up first for Hot Take Tuesday.
All right, I'll kick it off. And I feel like, Carson, as a former military man, you are going to disagree with mine.
Uh-oh.
But I feel like making your bed in the morning is completely pointless. Mm. I think it's dumb. You're just going to get back in it. There's always some like former Navy SEAL on a podcast who's like, you wake up 4 a.m. You don't hit snooze. Hit snooze is for losers. You're a winner. You get out of bed. First thing you do, you make that bed. Check it off. You've already accomplished something when everyone else is still asleep. It's like, shut up, dude.
Dan, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I absolutely agree with you.
Really?
Yeah. I think
when's the last time you made a bed?
Yeah, I don't make that. I mean, occasionally on maybe Sunday mornings when I wake up late, I will make the bed.
Here's what I'll say. I was of your ilk for so many, 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 many years. But when I started making my bed, I did feel accomplished. And when I came home and got into it, it was nice. But Dan, I understand what you're saying.
Doesn't it feel nicer if you get into it when the...
Yes, I
don't know. Because you put a comforter over it?
Yeah, because the sheets are nice and tight.
The only thing I'll give you, if it's freshly washed, then you make it.
That's why I stay in hotels as much as I do. Because I love getting in a freshly made bed every day. Because
I'm just... I don't go back in the bedroom until I'm going to sleep. And I don't...
Right.
What's the point? There's no point.
All right. Producer Dan, Hot Take Tuesday. It's stupid making your bed in the morning. Kennedy, what about you?
The customer is 90% always wrong.
Oh.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Okay, explain this.
I've worked on the other side of bars, of retail, of I go out to eat by myself at least twice a week. I go to the mall by myself. When you live alone, when you do the things by yourself that I do, all you do is watch people because you don't have anybody to talk to. Sure. When you're out with somebody else, you're focused on them and you don't pay attention to such things. But I see everything. Mm. And here's what I'm going to tell you. You all sometimes were really, really mean and suck.
I don't think I completely agree.
I love this.
I have said on air repeatedly that retail workers should be allowed to punch one customer in the face per year. That would keep everybody more honest.
As someone who worked at Express through Christmas, I agree.
Just one throat punch a year, you get away with it, Dan?
It'll keep you in line. You don't know if they used it or not.
I think you get an extra one during holidays.
I'm cool with that.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
I like that one,
Tuesday,
Kennedy.
Tuesday.
Seinfeld is not funny.
Oh, you're going to ruffle some feathers.
Seinfeld is the worst comedy in the history of television.
All right, you don't mean that.
I honestly do.
You really don't.
Don't get me wrong. Seinfeld has some funny moments in it, but there is no plot. It is ridiculous. In order for a show to be great, it has to have a plot. And I know I'm going to sound like an old man, but I will fight you until I die. MASH is the greatest TV comedy of all time. Anybody that can make a comedy built in the middle of a war, that to me is the best of the best of the best. Seinfeld is just a bunch of funny people around telling some inane jokes about everyday life. That to me is not funny. Completely overrated.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
That's probably the hottest take of today.
And it just shows how much you didn't get it. Because it was a show about nothing. Literally. That was
I get it.
Let's make a show about nothing and it'll be hilarious.
It wasn't. It wasn't.
You are hilarious. That is the hottest take I've ever heard in my entire life.
I'm not a Seinfeld fan either, to be fair. But I've never watched it to give it
then
a chance.
Then you can't say
oh,
that.
Oh, I've watched it.
I haven't called it the most overrated show of all time. I just said I'm not a fan.
That's like being mad and didn't vote. No.
I don't think Jerry Seinfeld is fun.
Jackie is from the Haunt. Hot Take Tuesday.
That's a different subject.
What do you have for us, Jackie?
My hot take is that condiments like ketchup and mustard ruin food.
Oh.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Okay.
Like all condiments?
Everything you eat in ketchup or mustard, you don't actually like the food. It's just like an excuse to get the ketchup into your face.
Are there any exceptions you have for this rule? Are there anything you put hot ketchup or you could put ketchup on or mustard on? That are exceptions, like a hot dog or something.
I mean, you can eat it. Like, I'm not saying don't eat it. I'm just saying, like, don't fool yourself into thinking you like broccoli. You don't like broccoli. You like ranch.
Okay. Got it.
But
I got it.
Are you just eating chicken nuggets dry like a lunatic?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jackie.
Oh, my gosh.
617-655-1234. We have Kelly from Cranston standing by. We have Emily from Stoughton. They both have hot takes that might send the phones on fire.
Let's get it.
We will do theirs next on Mix 104.1.
It's Hot Take
Tuesday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For one.
Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday, Tuesday, Tuesday.
It is Hot Take Tuesday. Producer Dan, tell everybody your hot take from this morning.
Making your bed is pointless in the morning. It's stupid.
Kennedy, your hot take?
Customer's almost always wrong.
And my hot take, Seinfeld is one of the worst TV shows of all time. Not even a top 10 comedy of all time. MASH is the greatest comedy of all time. Don't at me, bro.
Well, not a top 10 comedy and one of the worst of all time.
Yeah, it's kind of the same to me, because once you're outside of the top 10, if you're not first, you're last.
All right, Ricky Bobby, there you go.
617-655-1234. Kelly is from Cranston, and she may have the hottest take in the history of Hot Take Tuesday thus far, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, what do you have for us?
All right. This will be a little controversial, but I can say this because I am a teacher, but I think Teacher Appreciation Week is stupid and needs to go, because we should just be appreciated all year round. We don't want your little bag of chips for being all that, a bag of chips or a mug with your kid's face on it. We should be appreciated year-round and be paid that way, and everybody should appreciate the work that we do.
Standing ovation.
I am not. Nope, I disagree with you. I am not in agreement with your hot take. I think we should appreciate teachers this week and nurses and anybody else.
She's not saying don't. She's saying every day.
I don't want that smoke. I don't want that smoke.
I hear what you're saying.
What's your email address so we can just forward people to you directly?
Absolutely not. This is a safe space.
Thank you, Kelly. That's great.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Emily from Stoughton. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Great. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you got?
Keeping on the condiment train, I think ranch dressing and like ranch flavoring is so disgusting. Should never go on anything. Cool Ranch Doritos, like, I've never understood it. I just, no.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Ranch dressing brings me so much joy.
You know what I love to do? I love to get the ranch dressing potato chips, you know, that have the ranch dressing flavor, and then dip it in the ranch dressing.
That feels like God. A lot to
do. Yes.
Oh, no.
I like ranch on like a salad, but I'm not one of those people who's dipping it in everything. Like, you get your pizza and dip it in ranch.
Absolutely, 100%. Yes.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
We're going to fight about that another day. I'm saving that one. I'm holstering
right.
That one.
Thank you, Emily. Hot Take Tuesday, Todd. What do you got?
If you can't load the dishwasher and do geometry, don't load it.
If you can't do what to the dishwasher?
If you can't load the dishwasher properly, don't bother. Oh, don't just throw crap in there because you're like, oh, I don't know how to do it right. Don't weaponize your incompetence.
Right. Because there are in every relationship, there is one person who loads the dishwasher like a Swedish architect.
Thank you.
And there is one person who loads it like a raccoon.
No, the dishwasher to me is like a game of Tetris.
I feel personally by
it. Oh, is that you? Are you a mess when you load it?
Well, you got to understand.
Oh, Kennedy.
My dishwasher only gets run maybe once a month.
Oh,
I live
gosh.
Alone. There's just a lot going on. I only have four
Barrett.
Of everything.
I would love to watch you and Barrett load a dishwasher.
Geometry to load the dishwasher.
That's good. All right, thanks, Todd. We appreciate
bye-bye.
It.
It's Hot Take
Tuesday. Tuesday.
Well, apparently now we have our boss, Sal, on the hotline, Kennedy, who Ooh. Has thoughts about something from Hot Take Tuesday. Good morning, Sal.
Carson.
Yes.
I've heard you say some pretty dumb things over the years. Lots of things. I'm like, that's just Carson. It's Carson. But this is the dumbest of all time. Now, MASH is a good program, but Seinfeld is the best ever. By the way, your show about what? Nothing. About you, what you do, what Kennedy does. Kennedy's Elaine. She's wonderful. I love Elaine. I will not say
like
the dance. I dance kind of a mixture of George and Kramer together. That, by the way, Dan, that is the biggest compliment ever.
Oh, I appreciate
you on
that.
You're right. Jerry wasn't funny. And you're not funny either. I like that.
It's Hot Take Tuesday. Tuesday.
Put it in the Louvre. You need some aloe, Carson? You need some aloe?
I just hung up on our boss
after he roasted you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Kebby Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Roberta from Hudson.
Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good.
Roberta, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, win yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's gone, right?
Yeah, she gone.
You ready, Roberta?
I'm ready.
Singer Benson Boone announced an arena tour, including coming to the TD Garden September 2nd. What is Benson Boone's biggest song called?
Oh, my gosh. My daughter's going to kill me for not remembering this.
Wait
right
20
now.
Minutes. You'll hear it here.
I know, right? All the time. I can't. It's not.
That didn't help.
Oh, no.
Question number 2.
It's not coming. Yeah.
Rihanna and ASAP Rocky have baby number 3 on the way. She debuted her baby bump right before the Met Gala. Rihanna also announced her second pregnancy in pretty spectacular fashion. How did she do that?
In the Super Bowl halftime show.
21 years ago today in 2004, the final episode of Friends aired on NBC. It had an estimated 51 million viewers. Finished the lyric to the iconic Friends theme song. Oh, we nailed that, Dan.
You love life's DOA.
George Clooney, 64 today, named the 2013 space movie that he starred in opposite Sandra Bullock.
Oh, gosh, they went to the moon. It's not astronaut. It's like one word. I don't know. The astronaut.
Question number 5, the movie Sinners is set to have a special screening in the city where it is set. The town is pretty small, and it doesn't actually have a theater, so people in town that wanted to see it had to drive an hour or more to see it. Which state is Sinners set in?
Which state?
Yep.
That we said?
I have no idea. North Carolina.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You're a school counselor, is that right, Roberta?
I am, yes.
Nice. How do you enjoy that work?
I love it. I work with middle school kids. They're great.
What's the one piece of advice that you would impart on a middle schooler in 2025?
Nobody's looking at you. They're all paying attention to themselves.
That's pretty
great
good
advice.
Yeah,
they can't look at you. They're all looking at their phones.
Yeah.
That's good advice for all of us, quite frankly.
Yeah, that's the deal. Roberta got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, friend.
These are pretty tough, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Question number one. Benson Boone announced an arena tour, including coming to the TD Garden September 2nd. What is Benson Boone's biggest song called?
Beautiful Things.
1-0.
Yep.
Question number two. Does that sound familiar, Roberta, now?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yep.
Rihanna and ASAP Rocky have baby number 3 on the way. She debuted her baby bump right before the Met Gala. Of course, she announced her second pregnancy in a pretty spectacular fashion as well. Where did that happen?
The Super Bowl.
Yes. 2-1, question number 3. 21 years ago today in 2004, the final episode of Friends aired on NBC and 51 million people watched it. Finish this lyric to the iconic Friends theme song. No one told you life was gonna
be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke. Your love life's DOA.
Bonus point for the way you held that note. 3-2. Question number 4. George Clooney, 64 today, named the 2013 space movie that he starred in opposite Sandra Bullock.
Interstellar?
It's also a wonderful John
Gravity?
Mayer.
Gravity?
Yeah.
Gravity. Interstellar's McConaughey.
No.
I get the wrong mix up.
It's understandable.
3-2. Question number 5. The movie Sinners is set to have a special screening in the city where it is set. The town is pretty small, and they don't actually have a theater, so people in town that wanted to see it had to drive an hour or more.
Oh, my gosh.
Which state is Sinners set in?
I do not know.
You want to take a guess? You got a 1 in, like, 50 shot, I think. Is that how that works?
Vegas. Or Nevada, excuse me.
In the South, Kennedy. Mississippi.
All right, Tim.
Mississippi is the correct answer. 3-2 is the final score. That was a close one.
That was indeed.
That was a close one. So, Roberta, you don't get the cash. However, we do have a pair of concert tickets. Kendrick Lamar and SZA at the Grand National Tour, Gillette Stadium on May 12th. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you've got a pair of those tickets for free, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
I think your daughter will stop being mad at you now.
She is going to be so excited.
The Benson Boone question. Yeah, she's
going
to
wow.
Yeah. What is your daughter's name?
Her name is Riley.
Riley. She's going to have a great time at that show.
She's a spicy redhead. She's going to have a blast.
I wish we knew a spicy redhead, Dan.
If only. It would really add something to the show.
Is there something you would like to say to Kennedy before you go, Roberta?
I'm Roberta from Hudson, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
And we are back with Keith Lockhart from The Pops. Good morning, Keith.
Hey. Hi, Carson. Hi, Kennedy. How are
good
you guys?
Morning, good morning, sir.
30 years.
Oh.
30 years at The Pops.
Weekly.
And listen. Well, there's a lot going on this season, including the celebration of your 30th. But I want to go back to the very beginning. And I don't know if I've asked you this before or not. What was the process of you in? Do you interview for this job? You know, LinkedIn wasn't around. Did you send like a demo CD?
Monster.com and send in my stuff, you know?
Right.
No, I'll give you the truncated version
okay.
of it. John told them. Secretly.
John Williams,
that he
no was, big deal.
Sorry, yeah, just the John Williams.
John.
Yeah, my basis. Friend John.
In 1992, that he wouldn't be returning. It wasn't announced to public till 1993. So they started saying, wow, we have no idea what the line of succession is. They hadn't been thinking about it. So they sent people out far and wide. And my director of programming now, Dennis Alves, who is retiring this year, was sent out to see me work. I was working in Chicago with Chicago Symphony, which was, you know, a nice place to be working.
Right.
We met in October, November of 1992.
Okay.
And they sent out people in other directions, and they invited, and then I didn't hear anything for like 4 or 5
So does he just show up in the stands to watch you, no, or does he take you out to dinner? Like, what are we doing?
A cup of coffee on, you know, Congress Street down there in Chicago. And didn't hear anything for 3 or 4 months. And then I got a call saying, hey, would you come and be in the pop spring season in 93?
Right.
And I did that. I thought it went pretty well. Didn't hear anything for 2 or 3 months. And then it was like one of those things, you know, the date thing when you go, is he going to text me?
Do I text him?
And then I came
How long do I wait to call?
Will I look too needy?
I did a pair of concerts in September of 93, then didn't hear anything more. Then I did 2 pairs of concerts in the spring season in 94, and then I started hearing things.
Like It took two and a half years to get a job.
For 30, well, not a bad on. Payoff.
What'd you expect them to do? Just like run their finger down the white pages and go, how about this guy?
I mean, that's what they did with us.
Absolutely not. So how do you keep things fresh year after year? Like, what's your secret to trying to, I mean, there's things we all love, you know, like Christmas and this sort of thing. Yeah, but
I mean, it's actually more of a challenge in the holidays because, of course, we're celebrating the same thing year after year, and to try to find a different nuance, a different direction to go each year. But in the spring, it's partly just what happens in pop culture. Mm-hmm. Who, you know, who rises to the top, who's interesting, what's going on, mm-hmm. what people are talking about, all those things change. And I wouldn't say we're cutting edge, but we try to at least follow, you know, where the trends go. And I have a really good staff who comes in and says, hey, have you heard this person? Let's check this out.
I mean,
out.
Cynthia Erivo, not a bad grab.
No.
That's pretty cutting edge of pop culture.
It was funny because, you know, every now and then it works just right. And this one, we've been talking about having her for and trying to have her for quite some time because she's a fantastic performer. Yeah. She didn't just appear in the last 6 months.
Right.
But we got this settled for her to start, and then the advertisements for Wicked started to go. It was a perfect storm. But an example, we have a great young artist, an internet sensation, singer-songwriter named Cody Fry, mm-hmm. Who is wonderful. I love his stuff. I had no idea who this was. It was sent to me by one of our staff people saying, you should check him out. And, you know, and I would, at these days, I'm just not internet savvy enough to know who is an internet sensation. But he's coming joining us on May 28th. And mm-hmm. that's, you know, so many of the people these days, it's about they've made their careers on the internet.
Right.
And with us, we're trying to get them to translate that to ticket sales, you know, right. butts and seats.
So, Keith, I don't know if you've heard, but you've been doing this for 30 years.
Really?
Yeah. And you always have
it just
these
sneaks up on you.
You always have these incredible guests every season.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering, even though you're the maestro and you're cool, has there been a guest that came in that kind of like made you go,
yeah, there've been a couple. Yeah, you know, the biggest, you know, you're right. I mean, I got to be cool about this, and I meet lots of famous people all the time. But I think the coolest person of all was Sondheim.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Wow. Because
I don't know if I would have been able to speak.
Just getting to the first time I met him, I talked to him in his apartment in New York for a couple of hours. And I was just the whole time, Earth to Keith, I'm here in Stephen Sondheim's living room talking to Stephen Sondheim. That was pretty
looking
cool.
Like the pictures on the shelf.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's funny because as you pointed out with John, first name basis, John Williams, my predecessor, a colleague, is the kind of person that makes people do that. Of course, I was a little more of that at the beginning. I kind of got used to him now.
Right.
Sure.
Okay, so there are a lot of big shows that are coming up this season. For tickets, you go to bostonpops.org. As you said, Cynthia Erivo, and then there's going to be a 30th anniversary concert that is happening.
Yes, but I don't know what's on that.
You don't?
It's a big secret. I've got to conduct it, but I don't know who's going to show up. It's kind of that grab bag thing. Music in the Cosmos with George Takei from Star Trek and our own Sonny Williams.
And Pride Night with Orville Peck. Let's go.
Yes, the Masked
Cowboy. I'm going to New York with my sister to see him do Cabaret.
The production's incredible.
She
I
is
saw
the
it in
hugest
London.
Fan.
It's really
I got
cool.
tickets on the stage. We're going.
Do you? I'm curious about that because do you have time to rehearse? Like with Cynthia Erivo coming in on Thursday night, do you get some time beforehand, or is it all you're sending?
We hit the ground running on Thursday morning. It's not like your high school band that rehearses for 3 months before the concert. We know our stuff. She knows her stuff,
right.
And it's my job on Thursday morning to bring those parts together. No pressure or anything, but
that is a lot of pressure.
Oh, thanks.
That is a
After
lot of pressure.
After this many years, I I'll be able to muddle through.
I got you.
Does your rotator cuff hurt yet after 30 years of swinging that thing?
It doesn't hurt as much as it used to because I've gotten smarter. But it's hurt for years. It's kind of like being a pitcher, except that everything you throw is nothing more than 50 miles an hour. So,
and we'll finish up with this. Speaking of baseball, I read an article in which magazine was it? Maybe the New Yorker or something like that, I believe. But they were saying that you had a chance to speak to the Red Sox.
It was New York Times.
New York Times.
Alex called me up. That's Alex Cora.
Go on ahead. Name basis. I love this. Don't ever use last names again.
I got to pick up all these names you're dropping.
Yes, it's just frightening. Yes. He texted me last February, right, a year ago, and said, Keith, would you come down and talk to the team? I was like, well, what do you mean? And he said, well, we'll host you down here for as long as you want to be here, and mm-hmm. I'd like to have you talk to the coaches, and I'd like to have you talk to the team. Because the two of us had been put together by Linda Henry to talk about leadership of elite athletes, for the musical athletes, or right, in a seminar, and he liked it, and it was really cool. I expected, what are these gonna, there are they gonna, you know, dump my books in the hall? I mean, these are the jocks. I was
right.
They are, you know, they are so into it and in tune and asking questions back and all that, because they are that good that everybody's looking for that edge.
Right.
And they're like, maybe I can get it from that guy. Yeah, I get these connections. And there's a couple who are musicians.
Right.
Lucas Giolito was telling me about how he played French horn in high school.
That, wild.
He said he eventually had to choose, you know, and decided he was better at one.
Wild.
He understood that the disciplines are similar when you get to that.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in. 30th anniversary happening this year. If you want tickets for any of the shows, go to bostonpops.org, bostonpops.org. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Good to see you, Keith. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. Well, first Monday in May has passed. The Met Gala has come and gone. The tents, the carpets, the glamour of it all. This year's theme was super fine, tailoring black style, paying tribute to the artistry and legacy of black dandyism, drawing from fashion, photography, and history. The official dress code was tailored for you. Co-chairs included Coleman Domingo, A$AP Rocky, Pharrell Williams, Sir Lewis Hamilton, and On a Win Tour. LeBron James was the honorary chair, but he couldn't make it. We saw all sorts of people there. I think the big one of the night was Rihanna, walking in almost 3 hours late. But revealing that she is quite pregnant with her third child, wearing a very beautiful form-fitting two-piece Miu Miu that had everybody on her baby bump. Apparently, she had a secret fitting for her look at 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, involving $25 million worth of Cartier jewels. Andre 3000 wore an entire piano on his back.
That was awesome. That was the outfit of the night for me.
It's the most Andre 3000 thing ever.
And he released a new instrumental album called 7 Piano Sketches. So there you go. Janelle Monáe caught everyone's eye with a striking black, red, and white pinstripe suit. She also wore a diamond brooch that was made from tequila.
So the suit wasn't a suit, though, in my opinion, Kennedy. It was just, whatever the fabric was, it was just a suit printed on that fabric. Mm-hmm. So she was wearing essentially a piece of fabric that covered her entire body, and then on the fabric was a suit. Does that make sense? So it was just a mess.
Nothing at the Met Gala makes sense to me.
I mean, it looked amazing. I thought she was the best dressed person there, other than the piano on his back. But it was just one piece of material with a suit printed on it.
Mm-hmm. Kind of meta.
It was very Inception.
Imagine you work so hard, you plan this outfit out in your head, you get stylists, tailors, and all of this, mm-hmm. and you walk in and you're feeling great, and then you're like, oh man, Rihanna's pregnant. There goes every headline.
I think it's fun. I know a lot of people hate the Met Gala, but listen, it's a fundraiser, and I think it's wonderful. I love to see them, you know, just how they think creatively for these designers
and
these celebrities.
And I think a reason a lot of people hated it was because it was a bunch of rich white people. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they have sort of opened it up and their mm-hmm. co-chairs
more diverse
are much more diverse, I think it's just wonderful. So anyway, that will be part of your viewing at work today, I am sure. Benson Boone is hitting the road. The Beautiful Things singer will be performing where? At arenas. Because when you headline the Deck the Hall Ball, where do you end up? At the arenas. TD Garden on September 2nd.
It is
that's
the mixed
why.
Tastemaker, Kennedy.
That is a fact.
It'll be called the American Heart Tour. He'll kick things off in St. Paul in August. And then wrap things up in October. Tickets go on sale to the general public this Friday at 10 a.m. I'm sure there are some pre-sales in there, too. But in any event, congratulations, my guy.
So many backflips.
So many bodysuits.
Yep.
Yep.
Bodysuits and backflips off pianos.
Get it, Benson. And Miley Cyrus gave fans some treat during a performance in New York, debuting a brand new track from her upcoming visual album, Something Beautiful. Here's a little clip.
And you said, I wish it wasn't true, no. I knew someday the one would have to choose. I just thought we had more clues.
Friends, this album is going to be Adele sad.
Oh, no.
Yep. Well, this is the second song we've heard that was like, I'm feeling some kind of way. And she has said, this is her I'm feeling some kind of way album.
Okay.
But we let Adele make us sad, and that's okay. All so right. Just FYI. And that's what I got.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, Anthony from Marlboro is playing this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, good.
Anthony works in a lab, Kennedy.
That's cool. Yeah. You wear a lab coat?
Yeah, I do. That's one of the perks of the job. Joe. I get to pretend to be a scientist.
Joe. Out there doing science stuff.
Big pockets.
Yeah.
That's what impresses
Nerd!
You? Lab coats with big pockets.
Do you know how important pockets are? Of course you don't. You're a man. Move along.
Anthony, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Pockets!
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100 if you tie. That is a loss for you. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Looking at the big board right now, Kennedy with 6,077 wins, 445 losses. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Andre 3000 traded his flute for a piano. He just released an instrumental collection called Seven Piano Sketches. And he was just announced as a 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee as a member of which group?
Hellcat.
Yeah, you're playing them in the lab.
A man drove through the gates of Jennifer Aniston's home in Los Angeles yesterday. Her security held the man at gunpoint until the cops came and arrested him. How many times has Jennifer Aniston been married?
Oh, zero?
Question number three. In a full circle moment, Ashley Tisdale watched her niece play Sharpay in a high school production of High School Musical. What is the name of the high school in High School Musical?
Oh, I have no idea.
He was too busy studying biology, Dan.
Beakers and what have you.
Question number four. New Linkin Park singer Emily Armstrong, 39 years old today. Who was the front man for Linkin Park up until his passing in 2017?
Give me a second. I know his name.
Okay.
I'm coming.
I'll wait.
I'm blanking.
Just breathe. It's a safe space.
You're so close.
Chaz. fuck, I can't remember his last name.
All right, and question number five. Our long national nightmare may be over. White Lotus co-stars Walton Goggins and Amy Lou Wood are following each other on Instagram again. Every season, White Lotus takes place in a different locale. Can you name two of the three places the show has been set?
Italy and Hawaii.
Is that... I don't know.
I haven't seen the show, but I will take it, I guess, right?
Yeah. Isn't that...
Yeah. Thailand?
Okay, there you go. That'll work. Because I have some questions about his other answer. But yes. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Will you look it up and see if there's a difference between the two, Dan? Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hello.
Let's see. I have Anthony getting 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay, yeah. Well done, friend.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Andre 3000 traded his flute for a piano. He just released an instrumental collection called 7 Piano Sketches. Andre 3000 was just announced as a 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee as a member of which group?
Outkast.
Tied at 1. A man drove through the gates of Jennifer Aniston's home in Los Angeles yesterday. Her security held the man at gunpoint until the cops came and arrested him. How many times has Jennifer Aniston been married?
Twice.
It's just crazy that she has to have armed security at her home, right? Can you imagine having to live like that? I mean, just having security, but it's so bad that they have to be armed.
Mm-hmm.
Question number three. In a full circle moment, Ashley Tisdale watched her niece play Sharpay in a high school production of High School Musical. Name the high school in High School Musical.
Oh. It's something very, like Jefferson. Jefferson.
East.
Mm.
East High School.
Even more simple.
Yeah, there's the most generic name you could possibly find.
Question number four, Kennedy. Can you give me the periodic table sign for iron? No, I'm kidding.
F-E.
Oh, wow.
Facial.
That's pretty good. New Linkin Park singer Emily Armstrong is 39 years old today. Who was the frontman for Linkin Park until his passing in 2017?
Chester Bennington.
You're a renaissance woman, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Question number five. Our long national nightmare may be over. White Lotus stars Walton Goggins and Amy Lou Wood are following each other again on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Every season, White Lotus takes place at a different locale. Can you name two of the three places the show has been set in?
Italy and Thailand.
Is that considered?
Yeah, I mean, I would take it. It's technically Sicily, but it's an island,
is
but it's part
Sicily
of Italy.
Sicily a part of Italy?
I don't know. They just have their own culture, but it's...
Okay.
Yes,
I didn't know the answer to that, so... All right, well, that is correct, Kennedy. So Hawaii, Sicily, and Thailand, that gives you 4. Anthony, you only got 2. Nice job, though. Nice work. Did we lose you, Anthony? Are you still here?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm still here. Sorry.
Okay. Were you just over there thinking about science?
Yep.
Or maybe he's just ordering a coffee from Dunk's, Dan.
Working on that. Yeah. My name's Anthony, and I can't be Kennedy.
And there you go. Bing, bang, boom.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring and a new Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Austin from Worcester.
Hi, Austin.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
All right, so you know the deal. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy and Austin. You win $1,000.
Perfect.
Does that work for you? You ready?
I am ready.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Dee Wallace says E.T. originally had a subplot where the alien had a love crush on her character. She didn't think it was appropriate for a family film and even demanded they soften a potentially risque scene.
That's a good move.
Which famous actress played Gertie at just 7 years old in E.T.?
Drew Barrymore.
Question number two.
Yeah, I wrote down the answer wrong. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay. So yeah. I was going to correct you.
Thank you. Question number two. The bike from this character's Big Adventure TV show just sold at auction for $125,000. Name the character.
Pee-wee Herman.
Dolly Parton shared how she has felt since the passing of her husband, Carl Dean. She said, "I've loved him since I was 18 years old. It's a big adjustment just trying to change patterns and habits." True or false, Dolly Parton won an Oscar for the song 9 to 5, as it was on the soundtrack for the movie 9 to 5. True or false?
True.
Question number four. In The Notebook, which actor plays the character Noah Calhoun?
Ryan Gosling.
And question number five. Who played the character of Elizabeth Bennet in the 2005 film adaptation of Pride and Prejudice?
Yeah, I missed that one.
You haven't seen that one? It's a long one. All right.
It was the girl from Pirates of the Caribbean. What's her name?
All right. I got to bring Kennedy back.
Keira Knightley? Oh, sorry.
Kennedy!
What do you think, Dan?
Now I decide.
Are we throwing a challenge flag on that one?
Now I'm the arbiter.
I mean, I did say what movie she was in before.
It just took a while to get there. We just got. All right. Don't say anything else, Austin.
Sorry.
All right. I guess we'll give
four
it to
out of five.
Him. Four out of five right for Austin Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. There's the ding. These are tough. Are you ready? $1,000 on the line.
All right.
Dee Wallace says E.T. originally had a subplot where the alien had a love crush on her character. She didn't think it was appropriate for a family film and even demanded they soften a potentially risque scene. Which famous actress played Gertie at just 7 years old in E.T.?
Drew Barrymore.
Tied at one. The bike from this character's Big Adventure TV show just sold at auction for $125,000. Name the character.
Pee-wee Herman.
Tied at two. Dolly Parton shared how she has felt since the passing of her husband, Carl Dean. She said, "I've loved him since I was 18 years old. It's a big adjustment, just trying to change patterns and habits." True or false, Dolly won an Oscar for the song 9 to 5 as it was on the soundtrack for the 9 to 5 movie. True or false?
False.
It was nominated, though. Won a Grammy, but not an Oscar. 3-2. Question number four. In The Notebook, which actor plays the character Noah Calhoun?
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan
Gosling.
Oh, this just got real interesting.
Dang it.
We are tied at three. Going to the final question, which Austin got right. Who played the character of Elizabeth Bennet in the 2005 film adaptation of Pride and Prejudice?
What year?
2005.
Keira Knightley.
That is correct. Wow. 4-4 is the final score, Austin. I'm sorry with the tie. Kennedy gets the win. I really wanted to give away Sal's money this morning.
Sorry.
No.
I do my best.
I thought when she said Ryan Reynolds, we had it.
Yep. We almost had it.
Spoke too soon there.
Yep. All right. Well, Austin, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Austin from Worcester, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.